Pertwa Clegg's career as a playwright spans decades. One of her earliest works was 1983's Hospice. This play was a story of a woman named Jenny who has to face her mother's rapidly approaching death, hence the title Hospice. Then, more than 30 years later, Clegg came back to the same material, the same character, and wrote the play Pointing at the Moon. Now, Atlanta's Alliance Theater Company is going to perform both of those shows back-to-back, starting this week at the Fulton County Southwest Arts Center. And Pearl Clegg is the Alliance's playwright in residence, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So get into some detail. We'll talk about these two plays as separate things and talk about putting them together. So this 1983 play that you wrote a long, long time ago called Hospice, what's the basic outline of the story?
It's a mother who left her family, left her daughter when the daughter was 10 years old, left her husband in charge of raising the daughter because she was a poet, she was an artist. And her husband was a civil rights leader and didn't really have the kind of life that the mother, who is Alice, felt like she could really live within that life, the structure of his life, and be the artist and poet she wanted to be. So she left and went to Paris, stayed there for 20 years, had no contact with her daughter at all, and then became very ill while she was in Paris and came home pretty much because she knew she was dying. And the mother and daughter encounter each other after 20 years and try to have a conversation across all that time and space.
So you write that play in 1983. It's very well received. You have a very successful career. More than three decades later, you decide you want to come back to Jenny's story and write another play. What made you want to come back to it?
Well, I always liked those two characters a lot. They were very interesting to me. And when I wrote the play, I was closer in age to the daughter, and I was really looking at the kinds of questions that I think daughters will often ask their mothers, you know, please tell me what it means to be a woman, tell me how to be successful at what I want to do, explain life to me. And I, at the time that I wrote the play, I actually believed that mothers had the answers to all those questions. 30 years later, having been a mother and now a grandmother, I understand that those questions are really futile because everybody is doing the best they can. They give you the best advice they can, but it's not like because you become a mother, you become this oracle who can explain life to your daughter. So I kind of wanted to catch up with Jenny and see who did she grow up to be? How did her mother influence the choices that she made in her life? And who was she now at this moment in time?
Yeah, and I imagine also see how you related to the material, given that you now identify with the mother more than with the daughter.
Yeah, I feel like I understand them both. I felt like I understood the daughter really well at the time, and I thought I understood the mother. But then as time goes by, you realize that life gives you a chance to really understand from many different points of view if you keep your eyes open. So that I hope I've done that in coming back to Jenny to look at her and also look at some of those same questions. But one of the things that really was of interest to me was when I realized in the first place she's a young woman and she's dealing with family. She wants answers from her mother. She wants to understand her father. And so was I at that point, really looking at my family with a very critical eye and trying to understand how I fit in and what the lessons were that they had taught me. 30 years later, Jenny is a full-grown woman. She's had a wonderful life. She's still having a great life, but she's much more involved in trying to understand the wider world, what's going on in the country, what's going on with the political winds of the country, how is it moving in a direction that she likes, moving in a direction that she doesn't like. But she's much more involved with the wider world because she's pretty much made peace with her family.
We're talking to the legendary Atlanta playwright Pearl Clegg, who wrote in 1983 a play called Hospice, and then 30 years later wrote a play called Pointing at the Moon, about the same material, same characters, material that she chose to revisit three decades later in her life. And then what's going to happen this week is that at the Fulton County Southwest Arts Center, the Alliance Theater Company is going to play both shows back to back so we can see that journey essentially in real time. That sounds terrific from a dramatic standpoint, Pearl, but I wonder, how do you feel seeing work that you did when you were much younger juxtaposed so directly with work when you were a much more mature artist?
Well, of course, there's that moment where you say to yourself, wow, if I was writing that now, I would do this differently or I would do that differently. But I think if you're going to remount a play, it's dangerous to start trying to fix it and make it what you would write if you wrote it now, because you can't really do that. It's like pulling that thread on a sweater where if you do one thing, you've got to do two, you've got to do three, you might as well write another play. So that I was really surprised and pleasantly surprised that when I read the play, it really holds up for me because the questions I'm dealing with in hospice are really not time-specific questions. They're questions about family, about women, about mothers and daughters, and that dance goes on. That isn't something that changes, you know, from year to year. So that it really wasn't difficult for me to look at this play and think of it as something that I could still embrace, could still look at, and think was still raising questions that were important to me. But there is that moment where you hear something or see something and you say, wow, I would have known how to work around that problem if I had written this play now. But you can't. You have to learn as you go.
I have no doubt. What about the emotional journey that you go through watching these two things side by side? Do you still feel when you're watching the first play from 1983 Hospice, do you still feel like you're identifying with Jenny? And then when you get to the later play, are you identifying more with the mother or are you identifying more with the mother all the way through?
Well, the mother actually passes away at the end of the first one, so she doesn't come forward to the second one because she does pass away at the end of the first play. But the second play, Jenny is dealing with a friend and neighbor of hers who is younger than she is, who's about 45 years old, Jenny's 60. So that I find that I definitely identify, understand the mother in hospice much more. I understand the choices that she made, and I don't judge her, I think, as harshly as I did when I was younger. For the new play, I certainly identify very much with Jenny, not only because we're closer in age, but also just because of the questions that she's looking at. You know, she's a person who was very much involved in the civil rights movement because of her father. She's a person who's been very much involved in the black arts movement. She teaches at a historically black college. So that she's looking around at some of the political changes in the country today and saying, this is not the direction that I thought my country would be moving in at this moment. And what does that mean for me as an artist? What does that mean for me as a teacher? And how will that impact my work? So I certainly understand and relate to those questions because I think those are the questions that I have been asking myself and have wanted to come up with answers that I thought were, okay, now I feel better about everything because I get it. But I'm still in process with trying to understand what's going on at this moment and what that means for me as a writer, what kinds of work I want to explore at this moment that allow my neighbors to enter that same discussion and consideration with me.
Before we close, let's just give people a taste from the production in Hospice. That's the older play from 1983. We meet Jenny and her estranged mother, Alice, who is dying. Alice lived abroad for years away from her daughter. Let's listen to a scene featuring Alice talking to Jenny about their time apart. This is from a recent rehearsal.
Almost 20 years abroad, sister. And you want to know what I learned? I learned my name is Alice, not Simone. And the left bank is not as far away from Southwest Atlanta as I was hoping it would be.
It was as far away as another planet to me.
I don't have the energy to figure out what it is you need to know and tell it to you.
All right. That's from Hospice, 1983. The production of that play and the further play written by Pearl Clegg 30 years later is on stage this Friday at the Fulton County Southwest Arts Center. Details at gpbnews.org. Pearl, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.